Hello friends, we now go to chapter number 10 of Import-Export Management Regulatory Functions. And here we will look at the appellate remedies which are available to us in the course of our regulatory functions. As you can see, yes, we have scales over here, that means sign of justice. Yes, you do get justice over here. And it is available to you in all forms when you perform your regulatory functions. There are various steps to be taken, various methodologies. Let's go on to it one by one. In the first place, there is a refund clause. That means refund of customs duty, which has been paid in excess to the customs department or which have been paid wrongfully to the customs department and you want it back. Yes, on all import or export, of course, it is found that duty has been paid in excess of what actually has got to be paid. Maybe due to lack of information or due to non-application of the correct assessment, the correct notification, claims, etc., etc. Maybe sometimes invoice value may have been wrongly converted due to a wrong exchange rate or wrong rate of duty applied. Sometimes this may also due to shortage or short landing of the goods or pilferage of the goods. That means you don't get the exact quantity which you are required to get when you take delivery. Any type of incorrect assessment of duty, etc. In all such cases, the excess amount of duty that is paid can be claimed back by the importer or the exporter. And if in case you have paid excess interest, then excess interest also can be refunded back. If you have paid excess duty with excess interest, applicable interest, you can claim a refund of both. There are different types of refund available. In the first case, any import goods on which duty has been paid or it has been cleared for home consumption, then duty can be refunded if the goods are found to be defective or not as per the specification of the importer. And if the goods are identified as such imported goods, that means the defective goods, okay, then if the importer does not claim duty drawback, which he is entitled to claim, if the goods are exported or the importer relinquishes title to the goods and abandons the same to the customs, or the goods are destroyed or rendered valueless in the presence of the customs officers within 30 days. You see, the primary concept of payment of duty is you are required to pay duty of the quantum of the goods that you are taking delivery, which comes into your hands. If there's any shortfall also, you are not required to pay duty on that. And that is the basic reason for all refund. In case of export goods also, as I told you before, on certain export goods, there is duty applicable. Okay. In case of exported goods, if duty has been paid and the goods are returned to the exporter or re-imported back within 1 year from the date of export, then such duty will be refunded if the exporter applies for the duty within 6 months from the date of clearance of the incoming goods, that is re-import of the goods. As far as the procedure is concerned, the duty and interest can be claimed either by a person who has paid the duty or a person who has borne the duty. Now, what is the difference between the two? Importer pays the duty, okay? But he sells the goods to a third party or to a consumer. And while selling the goods, he has also claimed the excess duty from that concerned person. He has already collected the excess duty. So therefore, the importer is not liable to get, but the person who has purchased the goods, who has borne the excess duty, can get a refund. And any person claiming refund of such duty or interest has got to make an application to the jurisdictional deputy or assistant commissioner of customs. And such application has got to be made within 1 year from the date of payment of duty and interest. And of course, the amount of refund claimed should not be less than rupees 100. Of course, the customs department tell you 100, but between you and me, I will tell you, even if it's 1,000 rupees, forego it. It's not worth asking for a refund because you spend your time, your energy, and also going to the custom house for getting a refund claim and making applications, you spend more than that. Here, the application which is made, in that the applicant has got to establish that the incidence of duty which has been paid excess and the interest on that has not been passed on by him to another person to whom he has sold the goods. If he sells the goods taking the excess duty amount, then his amount, what he has spent including the excess, is okay. He has not paid anything excess from his pocket. The other person who has purchased the goods, he has a right to claim refund of duty. The importer does not have a right to claim. This time limit of 1 year has to be computed in goods which are exempt from payment of duty by an ad hoc exemption order. Limitation of 1 year is to be computed from the time of issue of the order. I mean, it means that if you have paid the duty, cleared the goods, but subsequently you get an ad hoc exemption order, then as soon as you get the ad hoc exemption order, file for a claim for refund of duty. In case of provisionally assessed duty, where due to some technical reason the goods have not been assessed properly and duty payment has been done provisionally, then the limitation of 1 year is computed from the date of final adjustment of the duty while completing the final duty adjustment. In case of a person who is not the importer, an importer has already sold the goods, then in such cases, the date of payment of any duty and interest shall be the date of purchase of the goods by such a person. It basically means that importer, when he has imported the goods and he has sold it to somebody else after 6 months with a proper invoice and given delivery, after 6 months, with that added on excess duty amount and interest, then that person who has purchased the goods after 6 months from the date of import, he gets 1 year as per the original calculation plus 6 months the delay where he has purchased. That means from the date of his purchase and taking delivery of the goods as per the date of invoice and the delivery order, he has got 1 year to file a claim. And once such a claim has been filed, the customs department has got to finalize the claim immediately. In case the claim filed has been accepted and duty has been ordered to be refunded to the applicant, not refunded within 3 months from the date of receipt of application, duly final application for refund. And interest is to be paid to the applicant for any delay beyond 3 months. And every person who is liable to pay duty on any goods shall, at the time of clearance of the goods, indicate in all the documents the amount of duty which will form part of the price at which such goods are to be sold. That means when he sells the goods, he has got to show proof that he has sold the goods at this price and so much duty. That has got to be shown on the invoice in case of all duty paid goods. And any person who has paid duty on any goods under this Act, unless there is a contrary proof, he has been deemed to have passed on the full incidence of such excess duty to the buyer of the goods to whom he has sold the goods. It is always deemed to have been done unless the importer shows proof that no, I have not passed on the excess duty amount. Processing of the refund claim, as soon as the application for refund has been made to the jurisdictional assistant or deputy commissioner, he will check with all the documents, compare all the details, and if he finds that it is complete in all respects, he will prefer the process to see whether whole or any part of the duty and interest paid by the applicant is refundable. He has got to check and verify that. Where whole or part of the duty and interest is found to be refundable, he will pass an order for refund of duty. But due to the provisions of the Unjust Enrichment Act enshrined in the Customs Act, the amount found refundable has to be transferred to the Consumer Welfare Fund. Why? Because when the consumer has bought the goods, now customs cannot go around searching for the consumer. Importer has proved, yes, excess duty has been paid. So technically, customs have got to return back the excess duty amount and interest to the on the goods. He cannot return back to the importer because then it will become an excess profit for the importer. That is what is called unjust enrichment to the importer. Why? Because the consumer has already paid the amount. Therefore, customs will transfer the amount which has been so passed to a consumer welfare fund. But in certain cases, the amount will not be transferred to consumer welfare fund. It will be given to the applicant, whether it's the importer or person who has purchased the goods and who shows proof. Under certain cases, he can get the amount. If importer proves that he has not passed on the incidence of duty and interest to another person, or if the import has been made by an individual for his personal use, or if the buyer who has borne the duty and interest has not passed on the incidence of such duty and interest to any other person, or if the refundable amount relates to export duty paid on goods which the exporter has got back, or if the amount relates to drawback of duty payable under Section 74 and 75, or if the duty or interest was borne by a class of applicant which has been notified for such purpose in the official gazette by the central government, that is any government body or charitable institute, etc., etc. When I spoke to you about Unjust Enrichment Act, there is a doctrine of unjust enrichment. And the doctrine is based on the following factors. Importers pay custom duty upon clearance of the goods, right? They then sell the goods after adding the full duty amount on the price recovered over and above his cost and profit margin. Thus, the importer has recovered the excess duty paid at the time of clearance. He has already recovered from the buyer. And therefore, the refund of duty on account of this having been wrongly levied has caused an unjust enrichment to the importer if it is paid into the hands of the importer. And therefore, the amount of the refund claim is not paid to the importer due to this doctrine of unjust enrichment. When I told you about Consumer Welfare Fund, the amount which is due to be paid as refund, not to the importer, but because consumers have already purchased the goods, the amount is put into the Consumer Welfare Fund. And here the Consumer Welfare Fund is used for the welfare and for the benefit of the consumers. You know, you must have heard about consumer courts, etc. Yes, there if you want to fight legal case for deficiency in services or any such malpractices, then you can claim the legal expenses from this Consumer Welfare Fund. Main reasons are, it is available as a grant to any applicant. It is available grants recommended by Bureau for activities relating to standard marks for the welfare of the consumers or for investment of the money available in the Consumer Welfare Fund. It can be invested for further use, or for giving grants for reimbursement of legal expenses incurred by certain complainants in a consumer dispute after its final adjudication. And it can also be given as a grant for any other purpose that has been recommended by the Central Consumer Protection Council. Now, in case of any dispute with the Customs Department, or in case of mistake also, which is inadvertently done by you, importers or exporters, and the Customs Department takes a very strong stand and tries to take action on you, as a citizen of India, you have got every right to appeal. And Customs Act has given you certain provisions, certain sections, where there are strict compliances required for collection of duty. And sometimes you find it very difficult to understand and strictly adhere to all the requirements. So you may make a mistake. There may also be differences in the understanding of applicability of various exemption notifications with certain basic provisions attached to them, subjective conditions attached to them, certain compliances which are required, which you do not understand, and you don't follow the compliance as per the exim policy. In such cases, the Customs Department will take a very serious action, like seizure or confiscation of goods, imposing of fines or penalties, or similar other drastic steps. In all such cases of dispute where the Customs Department takes any action against you and you feel that they are not justified in taking that serious action, you have got every right to appeal with the senior officers of the Customs or even with the courts. There are various stages of appeal, which we will deal step by step now. The principles of natural justice are required to be followed by the customs department in all matters in case of disputes. Where customs don't accept the declarations or details or documents and initiates an action, you or your representatives is required to be given a written notice, which is called a show cause notice, detailing all the causes of action with documentary evidence. Once they give you a show cause notice, then you give a reply to that, and they have to grant you a personal hearing also, so that you can go and explain to them. As import-exporter, you can file written submissions with your documents supporting your claim and contentions, as also give oral explanations and submissions during the personal hearing. You can also support your claim by showing various case laws, that means where certain decisions have been taken by certain courts on certain issues. You can use that to prove that you are on the right track if it is applicable in your case. Other remedial measures which you have got in case of any, whether deliberate or accidental, as relating to restrictions or prohibitions, or to protect yourself from any wrong action by the department, you can take the following remedial measures which are available to you. The first one is an advance ruling. The next one is a settlement commission. The third one is an appeal to a senior customs officer or the appellate tribunal or the high court or even Supreme Court. Then there are revision appeals also. Then you have got compounding of offenses. And then in case of any wrongdoing personal level by the customs officer for deliberately delaying your work, you can always go to indirect tax ombudsman, who will warn the custom officer and take action against them. The first one is an advance ruling. It basically means that you don't want to commit any mistake for your custom clearance work for import or export. But at the same time, you are not sure what are the valuation rules applicable, what are the exemption notifications available, what is the actual duty component to be paid on the goods, or subjective conditions applied before or after clearance. That means you have a doubt on all these cases. Then you may make an application to the advance ruling authority in the custom house for the following reason. Number one, classification of the goods. Number two, applicability of a notification on the rate of duty, that means lesser duty chargeable with subjective conditions. Then principles for determination of value of the goods as far as valuation rules are concerned. Applicability of notifications for actual duties chargeable. Then determination of origin of the goods in case of preferential rate of duty, which have been notified. Here the principal commissioner of customs or commissioner of custom has been notified as by the board to function as the customs authority for advance ruling, who will exercise all the powers of the authority and give you an advance ruling under this act. provisions of Customs Advance Ruling Rules 2002 provides the details of method of application, which are duly verified, signed and delivered with all the relevant documents by you. Once you submit your application with all the relevant documents, the authority will forward a copy to the principal commissioner or custom of commissioner of that particular product assessment to furnish the relevant records and details. And after examining the material evidence which has been placed before him by the applicant and also obtained by the concerned officers, he will give a ruling on the questions specified in the application. He will give a ruling, yes, classification is this, yes, applicable notification for lesser custom duty is this, and these are the subjective conditions. Valuation is on this basis. Whatever question you have asked, on those questions, he will give you an order. Copy of this order, which is duly signed by the member, will be sent to you and also to the Commissioner of Customs. So you also know, and the Commissioner of Customs, who will ultimately be releasing your consignment, also knows that this is the ruling and they cannot deviate from this. You also cannot deviate from this ruling. In case the authority finds that the advance ruling pronounced by it has been obtained by the application by using fraudulent documents or misrepresentation of certain facts, then he may order or declare that such ruling is null and void, and therefore Customs Act provisions will apply to the applicant as if the advance ruling has never been made. Or, on the other hand, if you find that the authority on advance ruling has given a ruling which you feel is not proper as far as your case is concerned, you may file an appeal against that order of the advance ruling authority. And that appeal has got to be filed under Section 245O of the Income Tax Act 1961, and the appellate authority for deciding on such ruling and orders under the Customs Act, it is the Income Tax Department. And any officer which have been authorized by notification or the applicant may file an appeal to appellate authority against the ruling or order passed by the previous authority, but within 60 days. Of course, under certain conditions, this can be extended for another 30 days. Next, we have a settlement commission. Now, this settlement commission will always try to see that you do not go into higher legal cases or any other legal door if you have committed a genuine mistake. You can always go to the settlement commission. This is an alternative channel for all disputes arising out of your customs documentation. And here, instead of going to long, prolonged legal matter of adjudications, appeals, revisions, etc., Customs Act has given you that you have an option to go to the Settlement Commission. Of course, this commission cannot entertain cases which are pending with the appellate tribunal or court of law. or in matters relating to classification. As far as classification of the goods is concerned, no, Settlement Commission is not the right authority. Application can only be made if you have filed a bill of entry or a shipping bill or any show cause notice is issued by a customs officer and the additional amount has been accepted by you, which is exceeding rupees 3 lakh. This basically means that for small amounts, you cannot go to Settlement Commission. It is only where the amounts are very large and you feel you have made a definite mistake or somebody somewhere down the line has made an error somewhere. There is a mistake, genuine mistake, and you want to rectify that mistake. It is only at this point of time you go to the Settlement Commission. If you want to contest your case, then go to a court of law. Settlement Commission is not the right body. But if you feel that, yes, somebody from your side has made a mistake and the show cause notice, which has been given to you by the Customs Department, up to a certain extent, is right, you are liable to pay an excess duty amount, which is about 3 lakh rupees. But when the show cause notice is given and finalization is taking place, then the customs officer, if they adjudicate the case, they will also charge or apply penalty on you or confiscation and fines. Or maybe if the amounts are very large, the customs department may go for arrest clauses also. Now, in all such cases, if you want to wait for a court, then apply for bail, get bail and all these hassles, etc. Directly go to the Settlement Commission. Make a submission. Yes, there is a genuine mistake. That means you are admitting your mistake. Yes, due to technical reasons, certain reasons, so much short has been paid as far as duty and interest is concerned. And you make a mention, I am ready to pay that difference now. Once you admit and once you give the full and true disclosure of all the duty liabilities which has not been disclosed before the customs officer, and you also disclose how this liability has incurred, give a valid reason, then additional amount of duty has been accepted by you, that is payable by you, and there's a short levy. You admit, yes, I have got to pay. There's a miscalculation, there's undervaluation, there's inapplicability of exemption notification, etc. Whatever be the reasons, admit, yes, mistake is there. Settlement Commission will allow the applicant to be proceeded. But if the Settlement Commission finds, no, you are using certain wrong methods to bypass the normal legal procedure, then they can reject your application. But the application will be deemed to have been allowed to be proceeded if notice has not been issued or order has not been passed within a specified period by the commission. Once application is allowed, then proceedings will take place. Commission shall call for a report along with all the relevant records from the jurisdictional commissioner from where your goods have been cleared. And then you will proceed further in the matter, and after such report is furnished by the commissioner, he will study the details. He may ask the commissioner investigation. There's an investigation department also, to make further inquiries or investigation and furnish the report by the investigation commissioner. And then after examining your application, commissioner's report and the investigation report, which the settlement commission has received, he will grant a personal hearing to you, as also the jurisdictional commissioner of customs who has passed the order for against you. And such material brought on record before commission shall be considered by the members of the bench. They will look into it before they pass any order. And then they will pass an order. And this order shall provide for terms of settlement, including any demand by way of duty, penalty or interest, and manner in which any sums due under the settlement shall be paid.